dog got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
All right, hour number three, Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us on the program. 654-ROAR if you'd like to join us. 654-7627. Some other items that we have not discussed on the program as of yet. Ben Milstead, we have not talked about the Heisman. We did point out, and both of us thought this, that Fernando Mendoza's Heisman acceptance speech was one of the best things that happened this weekend. Talking about his mom who's fighting MS, the joy on his face for winning. The guy's a little bit of a cheese ball. I love it. Did you see the NFL? Who was it? Albert Breer? God, I need to look this up. Do you know what I'm talking about? That he was like, good for you, even if it doesn't work in the NFL because you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Who wouldn't want the Heisman Trophy winner, a guy who's a positive force in your life, who wouldn't want that guy to lead their locker room?
Lead the locker room? To be determined, but at least be part of a locker room? Absolutely.
And yeah.
I have to... I was so afraid, Fernando. My wife told me that when we talk about Fernando Mendoza, I have to play Fernando by ABBA, so... There you go. Who knew?
That's great. I never heard that song before. Never heard it.
Fernando.
But, like, that guy was a great influence at Cal. He's a great influence. He had teammates that showed up at the Heisman ceremony to support him. Like, that guy's just, he's just got it. He's just got it. And to me, it's a direct contrast from the loser, Diego Pavia, whose teammates also love him, but is kind of an a-hole.
By kinda, you mean 100%.
I mean, yeah, like when you have to issue an apology for posting things that had the F word in them multiple times on social media regarding Indiana, who has never had anything nice in football. I'll just tell you that right now. You want to say that about Ohio State or Alabama or whatever, Texas, Clemson? Sure. We've all had nice things. But Indiana's never had anything nice. F Indiana's ridiculous. F the voters? Are you kidding me? This guy has a total script. And then he's like, I acted so unfortunately. He tries to give the apology. Like, Ben, let me explain something to people, okay? Diego Pavia's superpower is what actually makes him the worst. He's the worst, right? He's the worst. But it's the thing that powers him. It's like every time I don't get something, it is because – it's not because of anybody else. It's because I have been personally disrespected and aggrieved. And I will use that personal disrespect and aggrievement because everything revolves around me. I will use that to fuel myself into a winning quarterback. Isn't this a feature of Diego Pavia? And not a bug.
I heard this secondhand. Didn't he also say he thought he was the best quarterback ever? Was that?
Yes.
Am I dreaming that?
No, that's right. I saw the same.
Okay.
I mean, don't you agree? Like, this is the tricky thing about Pavia. I think he's a really good player. Really good player. And the chip on your shoulder should drive you. But it doesn't mean you treat people like this all the time. I think if you're at the Heisman Trophy ceremony, that is a... Well, I mean, some people would say it has lost its luster to some degree. But I said, like, you're in a very formal place. You're at the Academy Awards of football. You don't go out in the lobby of the Academy Awards and go, the guy that won is a bleepity bleep bleep. You don't do that. You got to be gracious in defeat in these things. It's the expectation. But I don't think he's capable of doing that. And I think it's because he's incapable of doing that he's great.
When you're a no doubt great prospect, I don't think those kind of things matter to the NFL, honestly. I mean, we've seen some pretty crappy people get drafted on day one because their talent, you're going to take a risk on that, right? For Diego Pavia, I mean, he's like a day two, maybe day three kind of guy anyway. And you wonder if that doesn't hurt him a little bit because, you know, you can put up with your starting quarterback being an a-hole to people and being a little bit of a off-the-field distraction, but do you want your backup quarterback doing that?
No.
I mean, there's too many people who can fill that role out there. I don't know. I've enjoyed the underdog story of Diego Pavia in college, and couple that with the underdog nature of Vanderbilt football. And clearly they've helped each other. And I've enjoyed sort of pulling for the underdog with him. But man, the more you get to know the guy and the family off the field, golly, it's like at first the stuff with mom was sort of funny and it was a nice little joke, and now you realize, man, these are kind of a wacky family.
Yes. Wacky is a great word. That might be too nice a word.
Well, it is radio.
Okay, I kind of felt bad for having some mixed feelings about him because I do appreciate his talent. But here's something that I think all athletes realize in one way or another is that I think you are entitled to respect if you're a good player, but you are not entitled to adoration. You do not get to just be a role model just because you play well. You don't get to do that. I don't have to love everything about you or co-sign everything about you or co-sign anything about you just because you play well. And in fact, if you are a piece of crap off the field, I actually am entitled to just not like you as a player anymore. And I think Diego Pavia with the family, just the deal with the family and all the drama that the family brings, and with his persona that I believe is on the wrong side of the bell-shaped curve now, it's gone from a reckless confidence that put Vanderbilt on the map to some degree to, like, boy, this is self-destructive now. This is self-destructive. You're having to apologize multiple times for things that don't involve winning and losing football games. This is not okay. This is not okay. I truly believe that I don't have to respect you as a competitor any longer. If that's how you're going to compete, if that's how you're going to lose, if that's what you're going to do, then I don't have to respect you any longer. I think there are a lot of people in the country that were rooting for Diego Pavia to win this award that were like, I'm out. I'm totally out. Completely out. Because you're just disrespecting anything and anybody when you don't get your way. That's a sore loser. You're a bad loser when you do that. Especially when you contrast that with the grace that Fernando Mendoza showed in victory. Like, I found myself asking this question. What would Diego Pavia have said in his victory speech?
He would have gone straight Ricky Henderson. Today, I am the greatest.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think that it would have been incredibly self-aggrandizing?
Yeah, Texter said Pavia is a less talented Johnny Manziel. Yeah, kinda.
And it worked for Manziel.
But, you know, we knew Manziel had a little bit of a loose screw, a lot of a loose screw in college, but I don't think we realized to what extent until he was in the NFL. We already know that about Diego.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we do. And we also have the Manziel example. We watched this not work. Now, you could also compare him, as another texter did, to Baker Mayfield, who has likely been not worth the number one overall pick, but he's had a fine NFL career. He's done a good job. He's still a starting quarterback for what should be a playoff team.
But he was incredibly immature when he first got to the league.
He was.
And you put him – another one with the Browns. How about that? you know, it's you've had to wait out. And I would argue he is playing like a number one overall now, but it's taken a long time to get to this point.
I have a hard time – knowing exactly where to draw that line of, like, it is clear that his teammates play hard for him. It's clear that he's a popular guy in his own locker room. But at what cost do you galvanize around that persona? There has to be a cost to that. I also think it's incredibly, have we talked about this? It's incredibly odd to have that persona at Vanderbilt, which is arguably the most, I'm going to use the phrase stuck up. I don't mean, I know that's a negative term, but that's what it is. The most uppity of all the FBS programs is Vanderbilt. And this guy comes in, former junior college, and totally transforms the image of the program, but in a way that is not reflected in any way, shape, or form by the broader institution. I think what Clark Lee is doing is really good. I think they're trying to build it the right way at Vanderbilt. They've gotten some more money. They've got some publicity. They've got some, you know, they've got some backing. Obviously, they flipped the five-star quarterback from Georgia. You're not doing that for free. But what is the image? Does Clark Lee want Vanderbilt football to be issuing apologies for the things they said after they finished second in the greatest award in college football? Is that what you want Vanderbilt football to look like, Clark Lee? Because that's what it is. That's what Vanderbilt football is associated with. And that in of itself is, I think it's a fascinating social experiment. Will Clanton.
Clanton said the Pavia brothers look like Knight at the Roxbury walking into the ceremony.
I mean,
kinda like identical.
Yeah, very, very similar. Do you think the fan, just the vibe of the family, like that there are going to be some teams that are like not even, absolutely not, never.
Never say never. We just took 97-year-old Philip Rivers out of retirement to, you know, I keep saying that the NFL is so desperate for quarterbacks. I'm never saying never. Like, telling Heisman voters to do something to themselves is not going to keep you out of the NFL. But again, I maintain it could cost you in where you're drafted.
It's a great point. I mean, like I said, the thing that crystallized for me on Saturday, particularly late after the ceremony, is that you're not obligated to even like somebody as a player when they fail to earn your respect. And I think Diego Pavia let a lot of people down. Maybe I'm being too hoity-toity about this. But, man, when you watch Fernando Mendoza up there at that podium, taking Indiana to the number one overall seed, and then you watch Diego Pavia and the contrast in their reactions, it tells you there's one guy that you want your son or daughter to grow up like, and there's one that you don't in any way, shape, or form. And I think that's okay, personally. This hour brought to you by our friends at Tiger Sports Shop. Again, I've been doing copious amounts of shopping at Tiger Sports Shop. I got more shopping to do at Tiger Sports Shop, as a matter of fact. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. We'll see. Lots and lots of ways that you can spend money in there. Lots of discounts through the store. You know, they have a I went to the downtown location some days ago, and they have a Lululemon sale. So if your wife, your girlfriend, your sister, whatever, like the Lululemon apparel, and I'm talking all the apparel. Guys, the Lululemon apparel for guys, it's all marked down. Every single bit of it. Just a little shopping tip for you at Tiger Sports Shop. Two locations, downtown Clemson, Highway 123. Always open at tigersports.com. Speaking of people who were very good players and rubbed a lot of people the wrong way by how they treated the off-the-field process, Shedeur Sanders' wristband got a lot of attention. And I saw an update on it that's just kind of hilarious, I got to say. And Ben Milstead, I want you to tell me when we come back, who is to blame for wristband gate, Sanders gate 2025? Stay with us. Hour 3 of the program continues after this.
It's Christmas time in the Upstate, and what a great time for the Toyota of Easleyathon. With special rates and holiday bonus cash, it is time to put that new Toyota under your tree. A great example is the Toyota BZ. With 0% for 72 months and an extra $3,500 in bonus cash, you can be hauling your family around in style. Toyota of Easley, your one-stop shop for stylish vehicles at a great low price. Stop by 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
This winter, save big with Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Upgrade to an energy-efficient Armstrong air system and get up to $2,000 in federal tax credits before January 1st. Plus, choose 60 months no-interest financing or up to $2,000 in rebates on select heat pumps that may also qualify for utility rebates. That's real money back and long-term savings on your energy bills. Schedule your free estimate today at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together. Upstate Cycle in Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Come check out our kids' ATVs and dirt bikes. We also have bikes for riders who are still kids at heart, ranging from entry level all the way to off-road racing, dual sport, and adventure riding. We carry brands like Beta, Cove, SSR, and many more. Delivery is available, and don't forget to ask about layaway plan. Mention the Roar FM to receive $50 off our best price. Call 864-232-7223 for more info today.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. DAWPickens.com.
It's bow time. Two Bojangles steak biscuits for $5 means two times the tender, two times the flavor, two times the country fried, change your life, need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
Hey, I'm Steffi. You may know me from your social feed. I go big for the holidays, so I'm going to Famous Footwear because the best gifts are giving famous. My friends and family are going to love all these styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, New Balance, Skechers, and more. With over 800 stores, you're never far from the perfect gift. So make your list and make it famous. Come in today for buy one pair, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Tess, what's up?
Oh, you know, the CFO needs me to book a week of travel. I'm days behind on invoices. The plants in the lobby are dying, and now I have to order lunch for 80 with gluten-free options.
Just use Easy Cater.
Easy Cater?
One platform built for workplaces. Tons of great restaurants, any group size, with tools to meet dietary needs and stay on budget. Plus, rewards.
Rewards?
You earn rewards points when you order. Good for discounts or even gift cards for you.
Now that's what's up.
Easy Cater. The easy, rewarding way to order food for work. Order now at EasyCater.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
We press on here on the program. Speaking of pressing on, weight loss is about pressing on, keeping ahead. If you fall off the wagon a little bit, you get back on the horse, you do it again. This is what PhD Weight Loss is all about. This is why I love the coaching there. I love the science behind it. It is just a natural solution to a weight loss problem that you've probably tried to fix a number of different ways, and just it never sticks. It doesn't really work. Right now, they're adding 2 free weeks to your program so you can get started before the new year when everybody is going to try to start their weight loss. You'll already be well on your way. Call them now. You mentioned 2 weeks on the phone. They're going to waive that consultation fee, and they're going to pay for the cost of your food during the program. Terrific. No reason to wait. Call PhD Weight Loss today and start 2026 already ahead. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com. Texter says from the 864, isn't it great that Shedeur Sanders almost threw as many touchdowns as Phillip Rivers last weekend? 31-3, the Browns lose, Ben. It was not fun. That is not what people are talking about, though. The Browns are now 3-11. They got absolutely worked by the Chicago Bears. But the story after the game was the wristband that Shedeur Sanders had. Now, after the game, Shedeur Sanders was asked about it after Allison Williams on the Fox broadcast said that the Browns, quote, removed the wristband with the play calls in there and made a change to one of the sheets and some tweaks, end quote. So they're replacing wristbands during the game for Shedeur Sanders. Williams reports that in the middle of the game. Mm-hmm. Sanders is asked about it after the game, and he says the card just fell out. It fell out on the sideline. That was it. Okay? So that's Sanders' story. Kevin Stefanski was asked about it. He said it was a miscommunication. Okay? Now, when a coach says that a play sheet was a miscommunication, doesn't that make you think the guy has the wrong play sheet? We gave him the wrong play sheet?
That, yes, probably. That would be the most probable outcome there.
So that's different than what Shedeur Sanders said. Then Stefanski is asked if the wrong plays were on the sheet. And Stefanski, in what I can only describe as a momentary lapse in every bit of common sense, logic, and reason, said both yes and no to that question.
So tell me again why this became a story.
Mostly because the Browns are awful.
Yes.
And because of the way that Williams reported it during the game, it made it seem like the Browns like just changed their plan in the middle of the game. They changed the play sheet.
So, well, she noticed them changing it, okay, and then Asked the question.
So Sanders, basically if Sanders' answer had stood, it was an explanation. The play sheet fell out. We couldn't find it. I believe they went out. He went out without one the second series. Maybe he looked down the start of the series, didn't have one. And so in the third series, they changed it. Something to that effect. Stefanski came out and completely muddied the waters by saying it was a miscommunication, which, again, signifies that somebody gave him a play sheet that was different than the one they were supposed to give him, or he had something he wasn't supposed to have. That's what that says. Then when asked to clarify, he says two polar opposite answers, yes and no, when asked to clarify, so that's even more confusing. And then he says we got that fixed pretty quickly. Well, did you, though? Because it seems like you don't even really know what happened, Stefanski.
Yeah, I don't know what happened either, but I know that everybody that commented on this is lying.
Right. That can't be what happened. Okay. Nobody got their story straight on this.
If it was the wrong place, the wrong call sheet, then that's on the Browns. That's not on Sanders, because I mean, wouldn't Shedeur Sanders come to the sideline and you go, why did you run X when I called Y? And I mean, that would take like a 15-second conversation to realize that the two were not on the same page. So that doesn't fly at all. The fact that Stefanski gave you both answers also indicates that he's lying about something. And then Sanders tried to brush it under the rug. And you don't lose something on the sidelines. That's not how sidelines work. Like, if you've got 80 different people standing on the sidelines, I'm guessing, between trainers and all this stuff, somebody sees the most important document and says, which one of you quarterbacks is losing the most important document? Who's missing this?
Yes. What you're saying is correct. Like, basically none of these are good answers. The Shedeur Sanders one is a little more, like, organizationally plausible, even if it's also hilarious that quarterbacks manage to go every game, every week, all season long, every season, and nobody loses the play sheet. And only this organization and this quarterback, only them, are the ones that can't just not lose the play. Like, how many times do quarterbacks go out for series?
It's also only a story because it is the Browns and Sanders.
That's also true. That's a great point. I mean, we're not talking about if it's Joe Blow. We might talk about if it's Phillip Rivers. Oh, old guy can't see. He needs his glasses out there, his bifocals. He can't see. But then Stefanski coming up there. I mean, that to me, that's the story. It's like Stefanski looking like a bumbling idiot that doesn't know what's going on in his own building. A miscommunication. No, the thing that happened is we gave him the wrong sheet, and then he lost the sheet. Like, even if you're trying to cover for your quarterback, you can't say it's a miscommunication because you just threw so many other people under the bus, including yourself, right there. Miscommunication about, we got it fixed. We got it fixed. Well, no, you do look like bumbling idiots, because you know what else never happens to any organization? That's a quarterback, the starting quarterback in the game, gets a different play sheet than everybody else. That literally never. Either way, your organization is incompetent. It can either be one guy who did something kind of dumb that never happens, or it could be your entire organization did something really dumb that never happens, and Stefanski, for whatever reason, chose option B. The incompetent organization option.
Now, I will buy that.
And see, that's my point. Like, if they had just said, yeah, you know, it's one of those things. He doesn't know where he lost it, but we fixed it.
Occam's Razor says it's probably true here. The incompetent organization didn't know what the heck they're doing.
Really, in every way, shape, and form, right? It just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Dexter says, they just need to learn how to answer things with, because we're the Browns.
Because I said so.
What's the Friends episode where, they don't know we know they know we know? When Joey's answer to everything is, I'm Joey. Like, and he's just trying to, why are these panties in your apartment? I'm Joey. Why are Monica's panties in your apartment? That's what it feels like. Yeah, we're the Browns. What are you going to do? We're the Browns. The other random controversy, did you see this one? And this is only for organizations that suck. I mean, no organization that's having a good season is going to ruin it with stuff. That the Bengals didn't clear the snow off the seats. In a game where their team got shut out. They're playing the Ravens. They get shut out. They made the fans shovel their own snow off the seats in their stadium. Potentially in violation of NFL rules that say you have to clear snow off the you have to clear the snow off the bleachers if it accumulates. Yes.
Really?
Yes. So you have one Ohio organization where They either lost the play sheet or they miscommunicated yes and no to the questions. The other one doesn't give a crap about the fans, didn't wipe the snow off the seats. Best of luck to y'all.
Maybe they didn't want fans to come. They just, like, we don't want you to see this.
That's phenomenal. That's absolutely phenomenal. Oh, there was one other thing I was going to tell you about. There were two things. I wrote those down. Then right at the break, I was like, oh, I need to ask Ben about this. And I can't remember what it was in the NFL. Oh, you know what it is? Ben, the Panthers. We haven't talked about the Panthers. You know, the Falcons, you got to live vicariously through whoever's playing the Panthers right now.
Mm.
Because the Panthers can't make the playoffs. If you're a Falcons fan, the Panthers can't make the playoffs. The Panthers had the most golden opportunity ever.
I watched the end of this game, and what was the dumb thing they did? I'm drawing a blank.
It was the quarterback slides. It was Tyler Shuck slides down.
Oh, yes, and then you try to decapitate him.
Like the easiest call ever in history. And it sets up a field goal, like a 47-yard chip shot for the Saints. And the Saints beat you. If the Panthers miss the playoffs, it will not be because they got smoked by the Niners. It won't even be the first loss to the Saints a month ago. It won't be getting pasted by the Bills or anything like that. No, it's going to be Sunday when they had every chance in the world to win at New Orleans, and they failed to do it. And right now, in the NFC South, the Buccaneers still lead the Panthers with the tiebreaker. They still lead the tiebreaker. The Panthers' last three games.
You're right, by the way. That's the most Falcons thing that the Panthers have ever done.
I mean, like, it's right. You're going a game up on the Bucs, and you get to play them twice. Like, you're going a game up on the Bucs. Yeah, all you got to do is beat the Saints. The Bucs have totally, they have totally collapsed. They got pantsed for no reason on Thursday Night Football. You have a wide open lane with a half game lead to take the division, and you lost to the Saints on that. That was awful.
Yeah, Texture said, same thing happened to Bryce, and it wasn't called. Game was officiated poorly. What happened to Bryce was not what happened there. I
thought that was a bad call, too, but no, this was blatant and obvious.
This was, you have to call.
Yeah, if you don't call that, it's a player safety thing. Because, every rule in the rule book. Was broken there. Yeah, the Panthers can still beat the Bucs, but here's what I would tell you. Isn't it more likely that the Panthers split with the Bucs? And look at the other game that the two teams have. The Buccaneers are at the Dolphins. I watched Miami last night. That team has no chance of beating any competent football team. I don't care where that game is played.
What is the weather barrier for the Miami Dolphins?
Is
it 27 degrees?
I thought it was like 94. Every game played outdoors, they lose.
The Steelers embarrassed.
That was embarrassing.
Embarrassed the Dolphins.
I think it is 27. When the kickoff temperature is 27, I believe that's right, that Tua is the worst. By the way, Tua did not go lower than his passing number last night, which I think is a miscarriage of justice.
It was the whole team was bad. I mean, it wasn't Tua. It wasn't not Tua.
I was going to say it was Tua, but it was also literally all the other players.
There was plenty. I mean, he was 22 of 28, which is really not hard to do when you throw it 4 yards a pass. But still,
check down Charlie.
Yeah, I mean they were just bad top to bottom last night.
So that's the Buccaneers. That's the Buccaneers.
Saying it's 40 degrees.
Maybe it is. I did see a stat, something with 27. So maybe I'm confusing two things. But 40 degrees would be it, too. Remember the long streak where, like, during the Packers-Brett Favre days, where, like, the Bucs had lost a million times at Lambeau Field? Like, they went up there a couple times in playoff games, and it's a thing. The Bucs and the Dolphins. It's a thing. But the Buccaneers get to play at Miami in their third game. Again, we're assuming that the most likely scenario is that the Buccaneers and the Panthers will split. The Panthers play Seattle. That's why I say the Panthers had a golden opportunity. If you win on Sunday and then you split with the Buccaneers and you lose your game with Seattle in Week 17, and the Bucs beat the Dolphins, you can still get in with the tiebreaker. But you're not going to tie this team. You're going to have to beat them twice in the last three games to make the playoffs. Total gag. Total fumble in the bag for the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. On the other hand, I kind of feel like the Saints are showing just a little bit of a little gumption, because they did just beat the Bucs. They did beat the Panthers, and they should have beat the Dolphins a week before. They were pretty good against the Dolphins. I watched a decent amount of that game. So the Saints, I mean, you know, maybe the Saints are playing a little bit better. Texas Financial Force says got to beat them twice. It's the only path, really. Yeah, that's what happened on. And that's why I say, you know, somebody said, yeah, they get a chance to play the Buccaneers twice. Yes, but what are the chances you sweep that team? That team's better than you, and they're getting healthy. I know they didn't play well Thursday, but they're a healthier version of themselves right now. I don't see the Panthers beating them twice. I'm not sure we can count on that. You know what I can count on is Arthrex. Careers.arthrex.com is the website. It shows you how you can get involved with their operation in Sandy Springs, Pendleton area. I'm telling you folks right now, this is a wonderful, wonderful company. They care about the right things. They care about their people. They care about their products, surgical, orthopedic tools, putting everybody from weekend warriors to professional athletes back in the game. That's what they do. That's what they're good at. That's what they're known for. They can help you as well. Go to the web. See all the great benefits. The benefits packages are terrific. All of the amenities there on site for people who are working. You've got the on-site medical clinic, the gourmet chef, the athletic fields, and the daycare, and all that stuff at careers.arthrex.com.
It looks like that was the 13th straight loss for the Dolphins, where the temperature was below 40 degrees at kickoff, and they are 8 and now 20 in the last 20 years in games under 40 degrees.
Ugh. That sucks.
Which is really not much worse than their overall record, now that I think about it.
That's true.
So that tracks.
Oh, poor Dolphins. Final segment of the program, some Clemson, South Carolina hoops thoughts and much more when we return.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at walhallapac.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service. Keeping your business moving.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176. Or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, SCSCU.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's SCSCU.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Ever tried calling an insurance company after a wreck or work injury? Press 1 for confusion, press 2 for excuses, press 3 to never speak to a human again. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm, and we don't play those games. If you've been injured, we take on the insurance company so you don't have to. You focus on the healing, and we'll handle the headaches. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. We don't let them mess around and get away with it.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-445. 426-054 today.
Where you can get the holiday season, bowl season, and basketball season all in one place. 105.5 and 97.5.
Merry Christmas.
We are the Roar.
Sing my share of broken halos, golden wings that I used to fly. They've
all right, final segment of the program. Thanks for joining us here today. We've got a couple things to talk about here at the very end of the show, which I'm excited about. One is we do have a programming note that tomorrow we will not be on at this time. We'll be on at 9 in the morning because of Clemson women's basketball at 10:45. So we'll take you from 9 o'clock. It's the mashup you wanted of Facts on Sports and Out of Bounds. Faxon and Tori Neiman will be calling women's basketball at 11 a.m. down at Charleston Southern tomorrow. So look for us at 9 a.m. We're glad to throw you off for one day.
What will be on after at 3 o'clock as normal tomorrow, by the way? But is this like a school... a elementary school game for them tomorrow?
I believe it is.
Play at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday?
Exactly.
Hey, teachers, we know you're done for the for Christmas.
This is really just a race to 67. We know that now.
On
the education.
Oh, the kids love that.
Just a race to 67, man. Absolutely incredible. Tonight, we have two items of interest, I believe, tonight. Item one, of course, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip inside Little John Coliseum, Clemson, South Carolina. A rivalry renewed. Get there. I think this is going to be a nice crowd. Obviously, students are not in town, so it'll be the townies who will be making up a large portion of the crowd. I thought the energy was pretty good at times on Saturday. It was kind of a weird, like right at the end of exams, kind of a weird spot to play Mercer. I thought particularly when Clemson was playing well, the crowd was helping it. And I would expect even more of that today. Inside Little John, a game that Clemson should win, should be projected to win, I think. To me, this is a golden opportunity to do that tonight. Against a South Carolina team that's playing better than you might have thought. Well-coached team. But on paper, there's just some things that they don't have that Clemson has. Namely, they just have better, I think, more skilled bigs than South Carolina does.
Yeah, South Carolina does not rebound or play defense, in my opinion, as well as they did last year. You and I were talking during the break, too, a little unsure of what the strategy by Clemson here might be. I kind of think this is a game that you push and try to use your depth. South Carolina primarily relies on their starting five, and they have a few guys that they use, you know, Elijah Strong and a couple others, but this is, you know, this may be where you can run a little bit and see if you can wear them down that way.
Clemson has won the last two at home against South Carolina. Both of those games have gone under what the total would be tonight. So that kind of goes to the point, like this could be a game that looks a little different than some previous iterations of Clemson, South Carolina in the last handful of years.
I mean, I think South Carolina probably wants to slow this down and make it ugly and physical and make it more of a rock fight. And I think Clemson wants to play this more like, you know, like the last couple of games that you've played, you push a little bit.
If I were just a gambler on this game, I would look at that point spread and think about South Carolina and 12.5. If I'm getting 12.5 from a team that has played a couple overtime games and has lost all three of the games, they've lost are by single digits to teams that I would say are probably beneath Clemson, but not considerably beneath Clemson. I know you've got to factor in first game in a true road environment and a rivalry situation, but I'm also factoring in, like, I think Lamont Paris can coach. I know there are some questions about whether he can win at South Carolina. I think that's more about talent acquisition than it is about his ability to coach in a game. I think for some people, I think Lamont Paris still has a question about whether he can coach. I like him as a coach. I think he does a good job with his teams. So I think it should be a good battle tonight. The other thing to watch tonight is a bowl game. And this is, you know, the first bowl game on Saturday, quick turnaround, Boise State, Washington. It was basically over at the beginning. I'm really ticked off that I didn't lay the 10 with Washington. I felt like I really wanted to, and I should have, but I'd stayed away. I'm like, no, we're going to be more conservative this bowl season. We're going to be more conservative. Well, screw that, because I've cost myself already a win in the dock. With that said, I don't think I'm going to do anything with Troy and Jacksonville State tonight. The spread, right, it's basically a pick 'em. Jacksonville State is now favored by 1.5. It opened Troy by 3. So this thing has flipped. Do you have the numbers in our contest, Ben?
I do. We're playing at Troy -3, and we are 7-5 in favor of Jacksonville State in this one. So the fact that the line moved just shows that we're all really, really smart.
We are very smart. Five of the six of us in the afternoon.
Our results in the of the regular season indicate maybe we're not.
Nah, we don't need to talk about
it. It's a new season. Everybody's 0-0.
I'm trying to find my handy-dandy sheet here.
Here's my bold prediction, Quok. The afternoon crew is going to wax the morning crew in the bowl. Wax!
Let's go! Yeah, those guys could go die. Forget them.
And if Troy wins, then we are already down 2.
Listen, I like Troy. I do.
3, rather.
I don't think Goose Crowder is going to try to play, but I don't think he's in 100%. He's going to be 100%. Troy is 4 starting offensive linemen out for this game, and Jacksonville State's injuries are a little more concentrated. The other thing about Jacksonville State, you know, they have 2,000-yard rushers, and all year long, Troy has gotten killed on the ground. Like, the differential per carry for Troy is like minus 1.5 yards. They're like a 3-yard per carry team offensively, and they allow like 4.5 per carry on defense. I think it's a bad matchup. I just think it's a bad matchup for Troy. I think Jacksonville State is in Troy's league. I think actually on paper, like if you're just going player by player, I think Troy might be a little better, a little more talented. But I think the matchup favors Jacksonville State in this game. As always with bowl games, man, we don't know. Nobody knows these. We're just guessing like everybody else these days. We were already guessing before, and now you add opt-outs and transfer portal and everything else. It just makes it borderline impossible to do a good job on this. With that said, I feel very certain that Jacksonville State wins. It's basically guaranteed at this point. And I'll be taking no further questions on this matter. Thank you and good night. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Speaking back to basketball for a moment, we didn't talk about this. Kentucky basketball got a much-needed win over Indiana Saturday, but it has not been a great start to the year for Kentucky. They've got some clear issues on the team.
Big time.
And many are pointing to NIL and as one of the causes of that. It's taken its toll on Mark Pope, the head coach. I don't know if you saw this or not. He has been ordered by doctors to speak at a conversational volume instead of screaming so much at his team. They're telling him he's going to permanently damage his vocal cords because of the amount. I'm not making this up. Because of the amount of screaming that he has done this year. So the doctor's order is a conversational volume. It needs to be quiet and reserved.
Okay. Do they know that their patient is a coach? Do they know he plays in a 20,000-seat arena?
I've got Tom Allen on the other line wanting that telephone number for the doctor.
That's great. That's great. I wasn't ready for that, Ben. Wasn't ready for that one. Oh, my gosh. Hey, you know, speaking of Kentucky, have you seen Lenardi's update? I'm such an idiot, okay? I'm such a moron. I'm all on this bracket on December the 16th. I'm such a moron, okay? Don't listen to me.
Quark's on bubble watch before the conference play ever begins.
Look, anybody that gets a spreadsheet before me is way too early, and this is way too early for a spreadsheet, okay? He has an 8-9 game between Clemson and Kentucky in the NCAA tournament. Man, I would take that all day. You know, I said I was going to talk about this yesterday, and I didn't get to it. You know the one concern I have? I think you have a different, like, primary concern to me. The one concern I have with Clemson that I'm not sure can get fixed is that Clemson's individual on-ball defense is not good enough.
There's some breakdowns there. Yeah, I feel like they almost have played better this year when they just switch everything.
Yes, and they did in the second half. A lot more switching in the second half. And I think Mercer ran some more actions that probably lent itself to switching. But like with 15 on the clock, they literally just, wherever they were, they just orchestrated a 1-4 low. They just told everybody to go over there. Mm-hmm. And Barack Okojie just goes to work. And it seemed like every Damon Stoudemire game plan you've ever seen. And that worries me, that feels like it's going to work every night against Clemson.
Texter asks if we think Clemson covers tonight. The spread currently is 12.5. I think that's too many points, actually. I feel good about Clemson winning this game, but 12.5 feels like a lot, in especially when you feel like one of the teams is going to try to slow it down. You worry about how many possessions there might be. 12.5 is a lot of points.
I think this will be like a two-possession-ish game.